Trans Day of Vengeance set to proceed, despite Nashville transgender school shooting. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 29, 2023. The Trans Day of Vengeance event hosted by radical transgender activists is set to proceed this weekend. Despite a transgender school shooter taking the lives of six people, three of them being nine-year-old children, in Nashville, Tennessee, on Monday. The Trans Radical Activist Network, TRAN, will host an event from March 31 to April 2 in Washington, D.C., where they will complain about how they are allegedly facing astronomical amounts of hate from the world. The radical transgender activists are planning to meet in front of the Supreme Court on Saturday. The time is now, the Trans Radical Activist Network said on their website. The trans/non-binary/gender-nonconforming/intersex communities are facing astronomical amounts of hate from the world. At least 100 gender-affirming care ban bills have been proposed. Utah SB 16 has been passed and West Virginia's HB 2007 is heading to the Senate. Our community is frightened, the group added. The Trans Day of Vengeance event will come just days after 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, who believed she was a male, stalked the halls of Covenant School in Nashville, where she killed three children and three adults before she was successfully taken down by authorities. After being asked by reporters if there was any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school, Nashville Police Chief John Drake replied, "There is some theory to that," indicating that transgender propaganda played a role in Hale's motive. "We have a manifesto," Drake revealed. "We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to the state of the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. Watch below." Video footage of police responding to the mass shooting showed them firing multiple shots at the transgender person until she was eventually put down, ending her carnage at Covenant School. Watch below. Despite the transgender mass shooter ending the lives of six people on Monday, the Trans Day of Vengeance rally in Washington, D.C., this weekend is set to proceed. After the deadly mass shooting was reported, the Trans Resistance Network responded by releasing a statement, in which the group remarked, "Hate has consequences." Other media outlets and members of the transgender movement also had disturbing responses to the mass shooting. As Breitbart News previously reported, the transgender movement pushed hostile and apocalyptic rhetoric leading up to the deadly mass shooting of the Christian school in Nashville. Moreover, a 2022 study found that youth who identify as transgender are at the highest risk of violent radicalization. Meanwhile, pro-transgender activists and demonstrators have become aggressive or violent at a number of protests in recent years, despite the radical left's professed appetite for tolerance. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.